Damien Thundercloud, Ho-Chunk Youth Services Coordinator at the House of Wellness in Baraboo, Wisconsin, oversees after-school programming for tribe members in kindergarten through 8th grade. The nation operates 8 youth centers across the state that includes academic, language, and prevention support. He reflects on his experience with students in Baraboo.
I enjoy working with the kids because I just look at them as the cliche as it is, they're the future. They're going to be running this nation when I'm grandfather sitting in, you know, my rocking chair. If we want to see the nation continue moving forward, we need these kids to be well-rounded. And it's not always Ho-Chunk culture that we're providing them as well. It's we try to provide them with an assortment of culture so that they're more aware of what else is out there in the world. Through youth services, it's the whole child we're trying to develop or trying to make better. So it's academics, it's culture, it's language. Those are the 3 key pieces, healthy lifestyle. I think the kids just coming to a place where they're going to have some fun and learning some of the language, you know, because most of our kids, they're related. Cousins, you know, Ho-Chunk, you know, your first cousins are your brothers and sisters. For the bigger kids, more of getting ready for college, having a place to come and study and have access to computers, getting more in depth with the language. And that's one of the goals, is to get these kids to college, you know, get them to have that education. Now, I understand that college is not for everyone, but then that's where, you know, we can provide them with different options of what they could do once they get out of high school. Center director, you're kind of over everything, and you get to provide a programming that is fun for kids and for the staff. They're proud of who they are, and they want to learn more about themselves and who they are. They enjoy learning the language because it's part of who they are. Some of them know the language because their parents or their grandparents speak Ho-Chunk, and they hear it.
That's how one 10th grade student described her exposure with Ho-Chunk, picking up phrases during ceremonies or family gatherings through her mother.
We have like everyday words on the refrigerator. Someone says, honey chada hai pi, like it's nice to see you. And they say, nishke honey hai pi, like it's good to see you too. Like you can, I don't know, I just like thinking about our culture a lot. And you can show all the people and they'd be so amazed.